Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back. This is Reality TV Drama. This is Gossip. I wanted to hop on and talk about Lil Brandy and Max Lux from Love and Hip Hop Los Angeles. I know you guys have heard, if you haven't heard by now, Brandy hopped on IG Live. She was crying. And you can hear the background, her and Lux, something's going on. Some type of violence. But I just wanted to hop on and discuss the matter because any form of abuse is not called for, period. And Brandy and Max have been together since they've been teenagers. And sometimes, I guess, when people are in that situation, they feel stuck. They don't want to move on, but I wanted to play a little bit of audio for you of the incident, all right? So here you go.
I'm not down for it. You got that through your head yet? I'm not with your program.
Control of a person's body, telling them what to say before you release them. And then, so obviously everybody was upset. So then Brandy comes onto the internet and she makes a statement saying, "I'm fine. He didn't touch me. I was fighting him. He verbally attacked me." She used a different word that I can't really use here on YouTube. She said he did that back to me for forcing him. She only came live because she knew it was a space where he would not want to argue. Max Lux continues to deny it. He said ain't nobody hit her. He'll pop stuff in his crib whenever he wants to with his 17-year-old relationship. Y'all wasn't there from the jump, so don't try to pop stuff now. He also goes on to say that everybody in his house is safe and so on and so forth, and that he's going to scoop all of the blog's stories really quickly. But I'm just going to tell you guys, I don't believe this for one second. I think that the relationship between Brandy and Max Lux has been tumultuous. Her behavior has been outrageous, and I think that she's okay with that outrageous behavior because his behavior has been outrageous, and so they're okay with each other's outrageous behavior, which is okay in a healthy space.
No, it's not okay. It's never okay to get physically abusive with someone. I don't care how long you've been with the person. I've been with my husband for, 22 years? Not one single a physical abuse action. Because for one, I'm not having it. I won't allow it. I let it be known. And I've never been physically abused. Maybe verbally. When I was in my 20s, maybe verbally, yes, by one person, but I got out that situation because you're not going to control my mind and tell me what to do, like, get out of here. So, but a lot of people aren't that strong to move on, and Brandy is one of them. I wanted to put a little bit of audio of Max and his frame of mind and how he thinks, how he moves, so... Here is Max, Brandy's husband or baby daddy, I'm not sure.
But I will check a bitch. These bitches is tripping. You talking about we need to be in y'all storyline? Wait a minute. First of all, I'm sick of they threw you in my shit, bitch. That's why you was in my studio, bitch. We don't need you. You came there holler at me. And then, what's the other bitch name? Oh, yeah, Monique. You motherfucker. How the fuck you gonna mention us in the first episode? You talking about Max and Brandy. Bitch, if you so high and you so up there, you don't need us, and we so low, why you talking about us? Real fly people don't speak on people they don't fuck with. So why every time I turn around, you got our name in your mouth? Could it be y'all need the storyline? Could it be y'all need something to talk about? Who sent this shit to the blogs? I just called you out and said where y'all niggas at. Y'all gotta stop believing fake-ass, punk-ass bitches that's just trying to play y'all so they can get some more money out of a fucking TV show.
Say, yeah, I got it. Say, yeah, I got it. Say, yeah, I got it.
This is the continuation of the abuse.
Never again, I promise you, man. Never again will you
come out. Bye, bitch. Bye. Bye. Ronnie, don't call me. I'm getting beat up. You gonna disrespect me to Ronnie, too?
You think you're gonna disrespect me to the world, Brandon?